Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. For those of you who've just arrived for the 11 o'clock service, you will have now discovered that we've done it a bit differently and that we didn't give very much warning, we have to say. And you've arrived into the middle of a mix between a Sunday service and an annual general meeting. And you've missed the exciting bits about appointments and stuff. But this is a part where technically a charity needs to give an account of what it's been doing in the past year. Now that is in that big document. You can have a good read of that. But I'm going to do a little bit of talking about just a few things that have been part of our last year. First of all, though, I just want to think about that reading. I love it, the way the disciples are met by Jesus and they're overjoyed. But the first thing he had to say was, don't fear. Because they must have been. And then there's Thomas, who not only is he thinking what's going on, but he says, I don't believe it. And yet he does get that moment where he gets to see Jesus. And then he says, my Lord and my God. It's fantastic. Jesus understands that Thomas's situation needs some special care and attention. I think that's wonderful, because actually for all of us, in our community, we're all in different places. Some of us absolutely, yes, this is what I see, this is what I know, and others are saying, I'm not sure about this. I want to see this. And I just pray very much that God meets with each of us and is able to show us the things that make us say, yes, my Lord and my God. And those were the first bunch of Christians. And just think how that's grown. There were just so few of them. Here we are, more than that number, sitting in this church. And around the world, there are so many more people sitting in churches, part or standing or doing whatever they're doing. But they're part of what's grown from those first few people. Here we are. And there's lots of life that's been going on in our church. As you can look around you, you can read that document, you can talk to people to find out about it all. Be inspired by just how God is working in people's lives and how important the community of the church is in so many people's lives, in growing their faith and in giving them courage and confidence. These are really wonderful things. The big picture from today is to say, this church is fabulous. This church is a miracle, really. A miracle of what God's been doing. I've had some reasons just recently to be talking about or writing about this church. Somebody rang me up and was asking about, you know, might it be that somebody might come here? And I was able to say, it's a fabulous place for somebody to come and be warmly welcomed and to travel with us. And then I've been writing a long document, which is an application for a curate to start in 2020 in June. Not sure what's going to happen to the application, but it's gone off. And in the course of writing that, I was just thinking again, what a fabulous church this would be for a curate to come along and train in. What a lot of wonderful stuff God is doing here. What a lot of ways the fruit of the Spirit are shown in people. It's absolutely fabulous. This is a really great place to be if you're part of the church here. Rachel and I both feel that. In fact, Rachel is the one who coined the word miracle to say this is a church. Well, it is. It's just a wonderful miracle of God's doing that you lot could be like, no, I don't mean that. That God works in us and does such wonderful things through us, whoever we are. For a number of years now, we've been encouraging ourselves to stretch out our hand in faith and hope. That's been part of what we're doing as a church. We've been thinking ourselves as saints on the move. We want to be moving places. At the end of 2017, just before the year we're reviewing, we identified 5 priorities to our lives as All Saints, as our next steps. And if you read the report, you'll see them there. I just want to pick up one thing from each of those. So there's a diagram like this, which is around the place. So one part of our priorities, children and families. And I guess the thing from the past year to be thinking about is the service called JAM, it's kind of very different from a normal service called JAM, which we've done in response to a real sense of wanting to work with children and families. And it's something that happens once a month on a Saturday. Fantastic team. It's really creative. I love the way it's working. Lots of people involved. Lots of people kind of going out of their comfort zones to do things. This is the wonderful opportunities that church gives people. And it's sometimes really encouraging, and sometimes it's a bit less encouraging. There's a little group of regulars who are coming to that service, a lovely group of team who are very regularly supporting it. We've had some more people on sometimes. We would love to be drawing more people in, and we're hopeful about the next one in May, because we've had for a few years now, we've had these big events called the Easter Extravaganza and the Harvest Hullabaloo. And at the Easter Extravaganza, where we had lots of families here, we were talking about it. We're doing superheroes next time. So we're hoping that we'll grow. But we really believe it's a great opportunity for people to be thinking about following Jesus as families. And it's a sign, jam, that in fact we're doing this jam, is a sign of people listening to God, people responding, people daring to do stuff. And then, in a sense, waiting for what God does and to see what comes out of it. Wonderful stuff already. We're longing for more. So that's children and families, town connections, the red arrow there. There's another thing where we have great opportunities as we sit here in the middle of town as a church. People come in throughout the year. The faithful ministry of Open Door carries on every Friday. We want to be able to do more. We want to try and work out what it is that we could be doing. And sometimes this will work fantastically, and other times we're not so sure. It's lovely when people come in, or it's sometimes difficult when people come in who are struggling in life. We see what we can do to meet their needs. Something which was something which happened last year, or in the new year, was the vision of saying, actually, there are people who normally have school meals during term time, but we're in the holiday time. And so actually, they're not getting the meal. So a team got together, and it was another fantastic team, another fantastic time of fellowship, and great relationships built up. And through St. John's, the idea was that people would know that a meal was available on 2 days. Now, as it happened, the numbers were very small, but I just love that that happened. And I love the way that people were listening to God, daring to do something different, becoming part of a team, working together on things, and then waiting to see what God will do. And we may well try it again, and we'll see what God does. It's a wonderful example of faith in action. The blue thing which runs through everything, prayer and presence, God's presence with us. Well, one example of what's been happening this last year is realizing our church sits here as a place where people could come into God's presence, could come and pray. And a small team of people have got together on a Wednesday morning to make sure the church can be open unless anything else is happening. As a sign goes up outside and people come in. There's not been vast numbers of people, but there have been people. There's plenty of chat that happens, but actually it's a prayerful place in a sense, and so there have been some good times of prayer and conversation that have happened in that, small beginnings, but people faithfully following what they feel God's calling. And I love that it's happening, and I love that we're stretching out to do that, and we wait to see what God does, because God does more, and it's fantastic. So that's a really wonderful thing that's happening. So we're responding to faith in faith, in those areas with the arrows on them. And sometimes it doesn't seem to be that it's hugely growing straight away. But we hold on to God doing his stuff, and we wait. And the thing is that we step out in faith and we wait on God. And I think it's wonderful what's happening. There are these building blocks underneath, building the body and building the beacon. Now, building the body is about our life as a church and a community. Absolutely fabulous what's been going on in the last year. Team Barnabas, enabling people to know who's in need, or if you're in need, to put somebody in touch with you. Maybe it's loneliness and a conversation. Maybe it's that you haven't got the ability to cook right now, struggling after an operation, and then there'll be meals that happen. There's such fabulous people involved in this, and all being organised and drawn together. Absolutely wonderful that that's happening. It's really, really good stuff. There's so many fantastic bakers and cooks around in the church community. It's absolutely lovely. So that is really good. And then we've had this year the social gatherings that have been organised, where we've got people together, like earlier on the walk on bank holiday, but other things happening, new friends being made, people having fun. Do get involved. It's really wonderful that we can gather together like that. And then building the body is about our faith as well. And I love the fact that the big home group's happening. And as I said earlier, I do encourage you to get along to that. Really good. And we're aware that we're wanting to start some new home groups as well. Having the big home group is a part of doing that, happening once a month, and probably keeping going on with that. But the idea that we'd build up with home groups as well. So these are really good things. And the building of the body seems to be a really strong part of this last year. We can be so thankful to God for that. And then we have building the beacon, which is about our buildings, and it's about being a beacon for the town, God's light in this town. And in one way, you look and you say, well, what's been happening on that then? Well, one big thing that's happened is after 10 years, we have eventually sold the church hall, which is a fantastic thing. And really, we're really glad about it. A local builder will be building housing on there soon. That's great news. And then that it gives a portion of money, quite a portion of money, that will go towards the build that will happen on this site. This is where our plans are. This is where the hope has been for a long time. And we recognise that it's not progressing quite as quickly as many people have been expecting and hoping. This is where we are now. We're moving on further and further. We've had good discussions. We've had a lot of people involved, and thank you to all those who've been involved. The key thing the PCC has realised is we really need to know in this season, not where we used to be, why we're building next door, and that will allow it to shape fully. And so we are, it won't necessarily look like it did the last time it came, it was in the current thinking of the church. In fact, we recognise that building the beacon is not necessarily saying there's going to be a lump next door called the beacon, but we're building in order to enable us as a church to be a beacon. And so we are at a stage where we're still discerning what it is that God wants us to do. And yes, it's taking time. And yes, many would like to be further on than we are. But actually, as a PCC, we're recognising there's a need to step back. And a decision was made in February to just take 6 months out and please everybody be praying and to pray, to let thoughts settle, and we'll get back with prayer, meeting to pray as the beginnings of getting back into this and seeking our way forward. So as we get later on in this year, we'll be picking things up again more actively. But we really believe that God's called us to be a beacon in this town, and that part of that is how we use our buildings and how we build our buildings. And so that's coming in as one of those foundations for who we are as a church there. Behind everything we do, there are lots of people. It's absolutely fantastic who's involved. Lots of gifts are being used. People are doing things they never thought they would do, and that's normally absolutely wonderful. Well, it is wonderful. It's just sometimes when you're doing those things you've never done before, there are those moments where you go, what am I doing here? All of us know that, but it's lovely. God calls us to do things, and it's fantastic. Really grateful for what for the way that many people have been involved, for the many, many teams that are behind things. If you think back to Remembrance Sunday, the numbers of poppies that were around here, the flower team did an amazing job. And Monica's been leading that flower team for many years now. She has asked, she's not able to be here, and recently her health's not been great. She's asked me to read out this message from her. I'm sorry I couldn't be with you all today, as you will hear that I'm giving up as team leader of the church flower group. I wanted to say a big thank you to everybody for all your support over the years and the love that I have felt from you all. I bless all the flower rangers who have been part of this ministry down the years, and thank you all for being such an encouragement to me. We have some wonderful festivals, but I believe that the one last November, when the church was filled with poppies, was a real tribute to what we achieve when we work together, led by God. God's blessing to everybody. Love from Monica. Now, I know Monica's not here. She's actually staying with her daughter now, because she's not, it's not too well right now. But I think we'll give her a clap anyway, because she's done something fantastic about it. And I'm delighted that Jill Bale is going to take on the role of leading the flower team now, which is really fantastic. Very grateful to Jill. Jill, is she here? Anyway, we'll give her a... Thank you, Jill. So many people involved in this church's life, and you're going to see that in a moment as Jenny comes to lead the prayers. I'm really grateful to the preachers and leaders for being part of the ministry that happens in and around the church, and for local retired clergy who do funerals, who we don't see so much of. One area, we have to be honest, where we have suffered a big loss is the fact that Rachel is no longer around and part of ministry here. Since last June, where she suddenly she got ill and disappeared off the scene. And we hugely miss her. We miss her creativity. We miss the way she so often seemed to bring God's word to us in that moment. And we miss the way that she brings God's joy. She just bubbles over with joy. And all of that is not here now. And I have to tell you, sadly, she's not getting any better. And so, actually, I think this is the way that it is for now, save something wonderful happening, which we hope for but and pray for. But actually, Yeah, she's not around. Many of you will have seen her on Easter Day. She got to church, which was lovely, but it also made her realise she can't get to church, actually. It's too much for her. And so that's been really tough for her. And I think it's hard for all of us. It's a loss for us. And then I would say, in amongst the rubbish and the darkness of illness, and a lot of you are dealing with that sort of stuff, we realise there are some signs, some wonderful signs of God's light. And the wonderful love and support that I've talked about already is something which we as a family have personally received in so many different ways from so many different people. And we're aware of so many prayers going on all the time, as well as the practical support. The prayer and the care, they're all so much appreciated. We so value it. And Rachel sends lots and lots of love. And if you think about the Easter story, which we've just had, we travelled through, you've got those wonderful moments where it's all cheering and it's all looking good. And then you have those moments where it all goes pear-shaped. You've got the time when you've got people being all fantastic. I'm with you all the time. You can rely on me. And then the moment where suddenly it turns out you can't rely on them for one reason or another. And this is, you know, our life is full of these things where we go the up and down of the roller coaster. And the great thing about Easter is to recognise that, well, Jesus travelled it with us in his own way, in that huge thing that he did for us. And the disciples travelled it as well, going up and down, up and down. And when we find we're in the ups and the downs, actually, Jesus is there with us. He understands, and he's there holding out his light for us. So whether you're in a dark place or a light place right now, or whether you've got that typical mix of both, I would encourage you to hold on to God, to look to him, to step out in faith all the same, and to see what he's about. It's not all about growth and wonderful stuff that happens. We long for that, and it's fantastic when we see it, but it is about faithfully following and seeing what God can do. And round any corner, God will suddenly do his wonderful thing and he'll surprise us all. So we hold on to that and remember that all of us, like Thomas, are known to God. And he will, in the right moment, suddenly say to us, hey, I know what you need, and I, you know, here, do ask what you need to ask. Do what you need to do. I understand you and I want you to respond to me. And then I hope and I pray that, like Thomas, we'll be able to say, my Lord and my God.